For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new Deep Cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Ladies, there's a lot of talk today about new improvements in wash day products, but today I have still more interesting news for you. News about amazing new Oxidol. Now, you've heard all about the new no-rinse suds, but common sense tells you that no-rinse suds just can't get out all the dirt. You've probably tried the no-rinse suds and found out through personal experience that they always leave in a certain amount of graying dirt. Well, that's what makes the news about new Oxidol all the more amazing. New Oxidol saves you rinsing and gets out the graying dirt, too. It's designed so that it can get clothes deep clean with just one rinse. Yes, with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol gets out graying dirt that no rinse suds leave in. And not only that, but with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. Now, Oxidol can do this because it reaches deep down into the fibers of clothes, loosens dirt, lifts it up, and floats it away. Clothes come out really clean, deep clean, gloriously white, beautifully soft, wonderfully sweet-smelling. And Oxidol is wonderful for washable colors, too. Yes, deep-cleaning Oxidol and just one rinse is truly safe. So discover this amazing new deep-cleaning Oxidol next wash day. With just one rinse, it gets out graying dirt, washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other soap with two rinses. With just one rinse, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean. Oxidol Deep Clean. Ask your dealer for this amazing Oxidol in the same familiar package. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, yesterday, Spencer Grayson asked Ma for a private conference, which Evie is sure can mean only one thing. Marriage. The marriage of Spencer to baby sister Faye. Could that be the reason why Spencer wanted to confer with Ma? We do know how much Spencer likes Faye, and we know how much Faye likes him. Well, right now, it's about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Evie rushed back to the lumberyard office immediately following her club meeting, only to find that Ma hasn't returned. Listen.
Well, I don't care. It's 4 o'clock and I'm going to call. Now, get away from the phone, Willie.
You ain't going to call. Oh, Evie, can't you please listen to reason? When there's news, there'll be news, and you'll hear about it. We'll all hear about it.
Tarnation, Evie girl. You got this idea into your head, and you just won't let nothing change your mind.
That's right, because it's just silly, Evie, figuring that Spencer Grayson is asking Ma for Faye's hand in marriage.
For all we know, Evie, maybe Spencer Grayson was asking to speak to Ma for any of a million other reasons. Maybe he wants to know where he can get his laundry done. Maybe he tore his pants and asking Ma where he can get them mended or where he can buy another pair of pants. It don't have to be that he's asking Ma for Faye's hand in marriage, Evie.
Absolutely.
Oh, men. Absolutely and utterly beyond my comprehension. In the first place, Spencer Grayson ain't the type fellow who tears his pants. In the second place, well, let's look at the whole thing in the first place. True or false, Spencer Grayson arrives here at the lumberyard office at 11:30 this morning out of a clear blue sky.
Out of a gray Cadillac.
Huh? Out of what?
Oh, let it go, Evie. Let it go.
Oh, now listen, Evie.
No, Shuffle, you listen. Spencer Grayson shows up here at the lumberyard office and he says he wants to talk private to Ma. I don't even have to ask true or false, because all of us was here and we all heard him. True.
Well, yes, Evie, but that don't mean...
So it's true. And off they go. At the same time, off I go, too, to a meeting of the Jolly 17. I hurry through the meeting. I hurry back here. And what do I find?
You find that you've hurried so fast, your hat's on crooked again.
Never mind about hats. Discussing something much more important than hats.
This ain't a discussion, Evie. In a discussion, it ain't just one person who does all the talking.
Yeah, that's right. So it ain't hats we're discussing. Well, I come back here. True. And I find Ma ain't come back yet. Now, you can see for yourself that's true, too.
Well, Evie, Ma telephoned about 12:30, 12:45, and she said
that's another thing. Ma telephoned that she'd be delayed. And you absolute idiots don't even have the brains to ask why she's delayed. And here it is, 4:30, and she still ain't here yet. And I say it's only right and proper that we should call the house.
Idiot, that's you, Shuffle. I wasn't here when Ma called up, Evie. I was out having my lunch. So that makes it Shuffle who's the idiot. My wife calls you an idiot, Shuffle. How do you do, Ed?
How do you?
All right. All right. Go ahead, poke fun at me. What you're saying is that I'm the idiot. I suppose I want something for myself. I suppose it's me who Spencer Grayson is requesting her hand in marriage. I suppose I got lots of baby sisters who every day in the week meet wonderful fellows with great big jobs in New York who make $20,000 a year. Oh, sure, it's crazy Evie with her head on crooked.
Oh, now, Evie, girl, certainly you've got a legitimate interest in the romances and love affairs and engagements and weddings of your own little sister, Faye. You got a real beautiful attitude about Faye, Evie. It's the joy and pleasure of Ma's life. And nobody's saying that you got your head on crooked, Evie. But as soon as there's news, Ma'll let us know. So...
I didn't say my head's on crooked. I said my hat's on crooked.
That's what you think. Look again.
What? What was that last crack? So I've stood enough from you, Mr. Willie Fitz. You've been making
one smart remark after
another.
Evie, take it easy.
First
now.
It's my hat, then it's my head.
Cut it out, Evie.
Now, precisely who do you think you are?
Evie, don't
hear
you
criticizing
now,
every little thing, which maybe gives me a little
Evie.
Joy of pleasure.
You're going to hurt somebody.
Heaven knows I don't give a little pleasure.
Now you're going to hurt somebody.
Give me every little silly. Here you come in, Ma.
A regiment of war tanks could have come in through all that commotion you were making. Hi, Ma.
Saved by the bell. Hello, Ma. Little private discussion in the Fitz family.
Heavens to Betsy. I was just outside reaching for the doorknob and suddenly it sounded like cats and dogs in here. Now, now, we can't have none of that. What if it was a customer? Evie, your hat's on crooked.
Oh.
Willie Shuffle, I'm sorry I was delayed, but I couldn't help it. Now then, let's all act like human beings.
We was just having a quiet little discussion, Ma.
Yeah, a discussion which maybe will continue later when we're alone, Mr. William Fitz. Right now, there's something else which you... here, Ma, let me help you off with your coat. Well, did you have a nice lunch with Mr. Spencer Grayson, Ma?
Oh, that's all right, Evie. I'll keep my coat on for a minute. I'm still a little cold. Yes. Mr. Grayson did stay to lunch with Faye and me. Uh-huh. Joseph was still home having his lunch when we got there. So it was very pleasant.
Oh, pleasant, huh? Well, hear that, Willie? Shuffle? It was pleasant.
Yeah, I hear it. That don't mean that Mr. Grayson asked Ma if he could...
Ma got news for us. She'll tell us in her own good time.
Hmm? News?
I hurried the meeting of the Jolly 17 right along, Ma. A new record. We got through by 4:20.
Oh.
Of course, partly the reason was because Mrs. Sweeney got a cold and laryngitis, so she couldn't sing the Star Spangled Banner. So instead, we all stood up and took the Oath of Allegiance. It's shorter.
Ah, yes, poor soul. She won't be able to sing at the church this Sunday neither, I guess. Miss Sweeney, I mean.
Yeah. The committee to visit the sick is going to visit her. But they're going to wait till she's better because they don't want to catch her cold. Well, how about it, Ma?
Hmm? What, dear? Excuse me, Abby. Shuffle? Willie, I see here on the desk that Mr. Boswell called about that order. Is this the new price?
Yeah, that's right, Ma. It's high, but it ain't too high, all things considered.
And I called Mr. Guffey, and he said yes, he'd take it anyhow.
Oh, that's fine, Willie. Shuffle, I hope you thank Mr. Boswell. And Mr. Guffey, too.
If you'll excuse me for a minute... The news I'm interested in is not the price of lumber to and from Mr. Guffey and Mr. Boswell. I asked you, Ma.
Hmm? I'm afraid I don't know what you mean, Evie, dear. You asked me what?
What? Well, the news, of course, the news.
News?
Evie, you yourself just finished saying Ma would tell us the news in her own good time.
All right, so now it's time. Spent practically the whole day here.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Ma, will you please tell Evie before she busts a blood vessel? Did Spencer Grayson ask you about getting married?
Ask me about... Lander Goshen.
Well, not you, Ma. Did he ask you about marrying Fay?
Mr. Grayson?
Yes!
Well, why should he ask me about marrying Fay? I just don't understand what you... Oh, Evie. You mean because Mr. Grayson wanted to talk to me privately? And so you figured that he was trying to tell me that he would like to marry our Faye?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I'm sorry, Evie, child. No, Mr. Grayson wanted to talk to me about... Len, I do want to tell all of you about it. It's about that man who Mr. Grayson knew from the war.
Oh, you mean...
The young man who is working at the all-night diner? His name is Wells, I think. Tom Wells. Yes. Well, it seems like this boy, Tom Wells, is in bad shape, poor soul. There got to be something we can do.
Oh, Ma. You mean there was nothing about him and Fay?
You see? Didn't Shuffle and me tell you? But, oh, no, Evie. Oh, no. You had to go off on your own.
I'm sorry, Evie. Oh, but we had a real pleasant lunch. It was just like Mr. Grayson was in the family. Him and Joseph calling each other by their first names. Teasing Fay. Everything's so happy. And our little face so beautiful. Her cheeks so pink. Her eyes so happy. But not so fast, Evie dear. Maybe what we all want to happen can happen. Can and will.
But not today, is that it, Ma? On the other hand, things look good.
That's right, Shepard. Well, now I would like to ask your advice, what we can do, all of us, for this boy, Tom Wells. Land, it's the strangest story.
Ladies, if you'd like to get your clothes so dazzling clean you can see they're clean, feel they're clean, smell they're clean, and still save rinsing work on wash day, get new Deep Cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, new Deep Cleaning Oxidol gets out graying dirt that no rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new Deep Cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. Ask your dealer for this amazing new Deep Cleaning Oxidol in the same familiar package today. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And so it's this boy, Tom Wells, who was the subject of Spencer's conference with Ma. Strange story, Ma says. Well, we learn about it tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station. For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new Deep Cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.